down in Bobby's basement now. The Midnight Special is coming on. All those bands, well, they sounded so good to me. They really had it going on. And I want it so bad. Yeah, I want it so bad. Saw you looking right at me now. Everything was in your eyes. And I can't sleep at night. No, I can't sleep at night. Going out of my mind. 'Cause I can't sleep at night. Afternoon, you know we used to get so stoned. We never knew exactly where we're going to. Everything was going on. And I want it so bad. Yeah, you want it so bad. Well, I want it so bad. I want it so bad. Me and Bill were still in Bobby's basement now. Midnight Special is coming on. All those bands, well, they're rocking and rolling now. Everything was going on. And you want it so bad. Yeah, we want it so bad. You want it so bad.
Want it so bad.
Yeah, we want it so bad.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 462. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Paul Collins. That song is called Midnight Special, and it's on the new album Out of My Head, which comes out next Friday, September 28th, on Alive Natural Sound Records. That is the Paul Collins, of course, of The Nerves and The Beat and all those wonderful power pop bands, and that track sounds like it could have been recorded in 1978, but the album is new, and it's fantastic. And I love a tribute there to Midnight Special, those of us old enough to remember those late Friday nights. I've got lots of music for you this week. It's kind of all over the place. I'm going to start things slow, and they'll pick up from there. We're going to track here from William Elliott Whitmore. This song is called Fear of Trains.
It was the army train that took her daddy from her. It was the Bible train that took her mama too. And that high, loud whistle made her horse run away. But the straw that broke the camel's back was you. It was the government train that took away her childhood. It was the KKK that took away her past. It was the white man's will that hers be broken, but that barefoot girl could run too fast. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that, with a blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had a fear of trains. She had a fear of trains. In the beet fields of Montana, she's always coming on dead rails to break the plow and whisper, honey, bound to live is bound to fail. In a park in San Francisco, her mama shrieks about the Lord. And down the dead rails there's an echo. The wind is whistling all aboard. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that, with a Blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had a fear of trains. She had a fear of trains. It was the wagon train that took away her country. It was the oil train that took away her land. She could have been the belle of the Ponderosa, but that was not the fat man's plan. Because the world's too cold for a girl like that, with a Blackfoot soul and a cowboy hat. Everything she loved went down the dragon track. She had a fear of trains. She had a fear of trains. She had a fear of trains.
Wondering how the hell you could leave me now, and I think I heard you say you were gonna stay forever. So one more drink and I'll go home. Just one more drink and I'll. You're not here, and I've been trying this for weeks now. Just one more drink, and I'll go home. Just one more drink, and I'll go home.
Yeah.
welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 462. That set started off with William Elliott Whitmore with the song Fear of Trains. That's on his new album, Killanova, which came out September 7th of this year on Bloodshot Records. He, of course, based out of farmland in Montrose, Iowa, I think. But that song there is a song by the Magnetic Fields, I think probably from their third or fourth album, somewhere in the mid-90s. And it was a standout track on that album, but I really like what he's done there. And this entire album is just him paying tribute to some songs he really likes, some influences, and some Magnetic Fields that you would have thought, well, I wouldn't have thought there was an intersection there, but indeed, evidently there is, and he's a fan, and he's done that song so well. In the middle there was Christopher Ostrom with the song One More Drink. I just picked that up on a album called Quadrilogy, which came out August 17th. On Star Trek's records. Originally, that was released on the Dead End EP back in 2003, I think. His solo stuff is hard to find here in the U.S. Even the stuff when he was with Fireside is probably hard to find here in the U.S. Quadrilogy is four of his EPs. One of them new, and then some older ones, and I'm not sure exactly how they all ended up together. I keep picking those things up, wondering if I'm going to find new music, and I'm always a fan. And then we ended that set with Princess Chelsea, and that is Chelsea Nickel with the song I Love My Boyfriend. And that is on the Loneliest Girl album, which came out September 7th on Lil Chief Records. She's based out of Auckland in New Zealand, and I'd heard that track, and I liked it. I saw the video, and I liked it, and I listened to the rest of the album, and, as I say here on the Too Much Rock podcast, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. In fact, that's how the podcast works. Every week, I just get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, let's continue on with some music here. There's a band I discovered by reading blogs. It happens. This band is called Green Sleep. We'll be right back. quick set there from a couple of bands that worship at the same altar as I do, that altar of early and mid-90s emo post-hardcore sort of world. We started that set off with Greensleep, a band from Long Island, New York. The song was called Disappointment, and it was on the band's debut album, which came out in 1995 on Alone Records. It was their only album, I think, until they recently reformed, like in the last year or two, and put out a new album. I haven't heard the new one. I wonder if they're catching that same lightning there. And after that, we heard from Single Mothers from London, Ontario. The song is called 24/7. It's on the new album Through a Wall, which came out September 5th on Dine Alone Records. And this album is a little different than the past ones. It's a little more hardcore, I think, than the last few, and maybe even from the earlier EPs. So a little different feel there, but I think you're going to enjoy it all the same. Anyway, I need to get things wrapped up here. I should let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 462. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, whatever, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up soon. Rat Boys are playing a show at the Bottleneck on the 27th. Andrew Bird is playing an interesting show at the Kauffman Center on the 29th. Or the North Kansas City Music Fest is happening all over North Kansas City, including a lot of bands that I talk about regularly. Brewinger, Big Iron, Deco Auto, Headlight Rivals, some other bands that I really like as well, but I can't think of them all. But there's, I don't know, like 40 bands playing. Those are just the ones that I know of. Also on the 29th is Giorgio Moroder at the Truman. Looking into October, the first is Screaming Females at the Riot Room. On the second, Death Cab for Cutie is playing at the Midland. Kimya Dawson is in town with a group of folks on the 6th at the Granada. On the 9th, Guar and Hatebreeder at the Granada. The 12th, Roots are playing at Starlight, which should be an interesting show. On the 12th, Man Bear is playing at the Brick. The triumphant return of Man Bear? Maybe. On the 13th, Janelle Monae at the Starlight. Snow Patrol at Arrowhead. Looking at the 14th, the Church is at the Record Bar. On the 18th, Cursive is at the Record Bar, or She Wants Revenge at the Riot Room. That could be interesting. Tiny venue. On the 19th, Kansas is playing at the Midland. I've never seen them, and I think I probably should before all of them are dead. I do have that prog rock and 70s just classic rock sort of love, sorry. On the 20th, Slothrus is playing at the Record Bar. Ted Leo, the 22nd, at the Bottleneck. And that takes us out about a month. Looking at the website, only one new thing out there. The Sona X Acrobat Knife Cram photos and video are up. Soon there'll be photos and videos of the show I was at, a couple nights ago, which was the Other American Seesaw and Pink Royal show. But they're not there yet, so don't go looking unless you're not listening in real time. Anyway, let's wrap it up. One track left here. I'm going to play a track by the Modettes. This is a band from London who I don't know how long they were around. Not too long. They're long enough to record a couple of singles, an album, and then a couple of other singles. Or I'm not even sure if those other singles were released or if they just went into the studio. This is my continued trek through the to the outside of everything, the story of UK post-punk. This is disc 2, maybe? Disc 3? Disc 2. So every week you're going to hear something from another disc. I've been enjoying this Cherry Red collection that came out in 2007. Finding bands that I maybe haven't paid enough attention to. Anyway, I'm way over on time. Let's wrap this up. This is the Modettes with the song White Mice. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.